James was limited, went through all the group periods, the individual periods, took a few reps in team. So it's always hard to really evaluate a running back on a Tuesday. So we'll see how he does tomorrow.
Was your primary objective with him to just get him out there, let him see what you're doing this week? Was it more important to have him on?
Well, James Starks is out there getting ready to play in the game, and it's just it'll be a medical decision if he plays, if he doesn't play. So I just talked to him as we walked off the field. He has 48 hours to get himself ready.
Is Jennings in the same category, or is he
Greg will play. I'm not as concerned about Greg. I mean, he's obviously sore, and it's painful, but he practiced enough that I feel confident that he'll play Thursday.
Clay Matthews?
Yes.
Okay. Do you do any? I know that when the Bears were in Detroit earlier this season, they had 9 false starts. How do you prepare your offense for that noise?
Well, really, crowd noise is something that you prepare for all year. We're not just going to prepare for crowd noise when we play at Minnesota or at Detroit or some of the louder stadiums. In a normal off season, we would do it in the OTAs, and we do it throughout training camp. We have some structure in our offense, things we emphasize in our operation to prepare ourselves for these type of games. I mean, it's definitely a challenge. It's going to be loud Thursday, and the stadium's a great design for crowd noise. So, but this is something that we do spend a lot of time on.
Nothing different this week.
No, bless you. No, nothing different.
Did you go about how long you wanted to go today, or did you cut it off practice?
Well, we went that normal Tuesday Thanksgiving week game. I mean, it's a 2-hour practice, so it's just a different practice. You have to really combine Wednesday and Thursday's emphasis and get through all the different situations, normal down and distance, third down, red zone, and so forth. So. We had a good day. Got a lot of work done today.
Think you'll use Zombo this week, Mike? Can you get him on?
I will see. He's definitely one of the guys we're talking about at the 46. So I'm curious to see how practice went for him. I have not spoken to Frank.
Mike, and Dominguez is starting to build a reputation as maybe a dirty player. When you watch him on tape, is he playing on the edge on the border of?
You know, I don't really get caught up in those types of things, opinions, especially opinions of other players or other teams. You know, they have an aggressive style to their defense. It's a challenge. We've played their scheme now going on 3 years. So that's really what we're focused on. They have a good rotation with their D linemen, a number of guys that they roll in there. And it's definitely an emphasis of how they play defense. So, yeah, but I'm fine.
Are you still on a schedule with Mike Neal in terms of increasing workload each week?
Like to. You know, it's really going to drive off how he feels. You know, everything's been positive as far as how he came out of the game, you know, how he felt going into practice today. So it'll just increase as Mike, you know, feels it. So he played about 15, 17 snaps, whether you go official or unofficial, against the Bucks. So hopefully we can increase that this week. Well, third down conversion is definitely a situation that should be, an emphasis or highlight of this game. Their defense is number one in the league in third down, and some people call the NFL a third down league, for rightfully so. Third down's a bigger challenge, especially playing on the road in the noise, and it'll be no different, for us on defense. It's a critical down, so something that's you practice. You spend a lot of time in the off season on making sure you have the concepts that are readily available, for you throughout the season, and it'll be no different.
Mike, obviously a short turnaround heading into this game on Thanksgiving Day. Where's your team at mentally and physically?
Oh, I think mentally they're in a great place. You know, they're excited about the opportunity. We're playing on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, it's awesome. And like I said yesterday, it's an honor to play in this game. I there's 6 teams that play in this game now. It used to be only 4, so it's We're excited about going to Detroit. It's a big division game. It's really our primary focus, and it should be. But to play on Thanksgiving, you know, national TV and everything that goes with it, you know, we feel, you know, very blessed for the opportunity. Well, I mean, you got to be excited about what Williams did, you know, Sunday. So, and I liked him when he was there the first time. So it's, you know, they challenged us in our two contests, you know, last year schematically, and running the ball from the gun is something they do a very good job of. So, but they're a challenge. They're a multi-scheme offense, and they do a good job.
Thank you.